Yeah, but there's two sides to that one, you know. Two sides to that one.
You want to reward them?
What is the objective? The objective is to get the ball to a certain point for a field goal. They got it there. So now what am I going to do? Change the objective? Change the game? Change the rules? I don't usually do that.
Coach, is that an indication of what Brandon Myers would bring to the offense?
I hope so. It's a nice adjustment. You know, when he threw it obviously where the defender wasn't, which made him really make a very, I thought, was a radical adjustment because of the wind, and he made the catch, so it's good. Better yet, though, he reacted the way he should react as he read the coverage.
Coach, tight end position's kind of been a revolving door the past couple of years, and Eli seems to always make it work. Talk about how, how does Eli make it work every year with a new tight end?
Well, first of all, there's talent at the tight end position, and he works and works and works on it, and he makes it. You know, the tight end coach, Mike Pope, works hard with those guys and to teach them the concepts that are involved. And eventually, you start to get a handle on what we're doing. So, yeah, we've had some people come and go, and we've had some guys that have had to play, you know, within 1 year learn what's going on, and no different here again. But we do have two young guys, two or more young guys that have been listening to this stuff for a while, and you say, come on, let's go. How many times you got to hear this?
What's that, Tom? You guys have been in pads several days now. Is there anything you're really, really pleased with and anything you're really, really displeased with?
Well, we're not where we need to be, that's right, for sure. But each day we make a little bit more progress. I thought our hitting was a little better in the 9-on-7 today than it was the other day. And I told the players that. So you can tell. I think a blind man can tell when a 9-on-7 is right, and we're getting there. We're getting there. Not quite there. We're getting there.
Coach, how do you feel about the linebackers right now? I know it's a little early, but do you feel like it's a unit that's coming together? I mean,
let's see what happens in the game. We've had certain drills that have been really good, and then all of a sudden, a couple of times the ball went through today, which is not only the linebackers, but you know, you're so keyed into this idea of stopping the run that. That when the ball does go through there, it bothers me when it doesn't, and it bothers me when it does.
Looks like you were mixing up the personnel a little bit at that position. Are you still looking for the right fit?
Well, there's a lot of third down today. There's a lot of adjustments according to the personnel that's going on the field, and with third down, you're going to get that. Okay,
Justin,
anything else?
Justin was out on the field today. I guess he's feeling a little bit
better. Yeah, he felt a little better. Came out, he did. Just really observe, but hopefully he'll come along quickly.
What was that, Tom? How was that last night with at the Hall?
Oh, it was a very, very good experience from the standpoint that, you know, when you listen to the honorees, those who have been inducted, their discussions are very much in recognition not only of their own ability, but all those that have contributed to their being in that spot. And when you talk about that, you're talking about someone who becomes more and more humble as he talks about this wonderful honor. And that, to me, was huge because, you know, our game is the greatest game of all, but it takes 11, okay? No one person does it all by himself. And the more you understand that, the more you have the opportunity to understand when it comes time and this tremendous honor comes to these players and coaches, et cetera, who are inducted, they take the time to thank those along the way. And in so doing, they really do grasp the idea that you can't possibly do it alone. You have to be able to. There are others that contribute along the way. You listen to the players, they talk about their coaches. They talk about people who have mentored them. You know, Larry Allen talked about being mentored by different offensive linemen. And then you also understand the emotion, the tremendous emotion. You know, when you listen to Chris Carter or to Warren Sapp, you know, towards the end of the evening there, they were really emotional. They were very much... very emotional about being able to be there and to receive this incredible honor. So I thought that was great. And then I thought with Bill Parcells' talk, which was an outstanding talk, but what he did at the end when he talked about the locker room, there was a huge message there, you know, not only for athletics, for life, you know, for the world that we live in. You know, you have all different kinds of guys from all different backgrounds, all different races and creeds or whatever, and they come together, and the one thing that works is if everybody's there for the same purpose, for the common good. And I thought that was a very, very good statement. He went further when he talked about the dark side. You know, when you had the pockets of people in that situation in the locker room that won't let things progress because they're constantly pointing the blame at somebody else rather than right back where it should be. So I thought it was a good experience.
Thanks for asking.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.